Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95 of Richland Center, died December 3rd at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with the local military honors unit will be held Saturday at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with the arrangements for Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95 of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly November 28th at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to White Tails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Lawrence Paul Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County. Mary Frances Harms, 94 of Muscadet, died November 25th at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Frances Harms, 94 of Muscadet. Ronald G. Klang, 68 of Cazenovia, died December 4th at home due to long-term complications from an ATV accident in 2016. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Boston's Spa in Cazenovia. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Cazenovia EMS, Cazenovia Private Landowners ATV Club, or charity of choice. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Ronald G. Klang, 68 of Cazenovia.